92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I read something truly sad and maybe even shocking recently. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting's board of directors has voted to dissolve the organization, which means they're shutting down National Public Radio and the PBS television network. Think about that. PBS was such a big part of our childhood years, with genuinely amazing, truly educational programs like Sesame Street, The Electric Company, and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. You know, we would all be very different people if those shows hadn't crafted and directed our lives during our early years. And PBS was known for a lot of great news and entertainment programs too. In fact, it was PBS that introduced me to a lot of great British shows like Monty Python's Flying Circus and Fawlty Towers. And they sparked my passion for British television, which is enormous today. But now, their 58 years of serving our country is coming to an end. It actually began last summer, but now they know that they're not getting over $1 billion they need to support their operation from the government this year, and they can't see a way to continue. Even the pledged donations from many big companies across the country aren't enough to sustain PBS and NPR, and a big part of the reason this is so sad is that Congress were the ones who created PBS through the Broadcasting Act of 1967, and now they're destroying it. There are things from Sesame Street that still live in my head rent-free and play from time to time, like the Pointer Sisters song for the pinball machine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You remember that, right?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.